before we can empathize, we need to know who we're empathizing with. So we should ask, who is against internet gambling? A first group that comes to mind are those that are just against gambling in general, whether or not it's on the internet. Holding them aside for the moment, the other group of people would then, broadly speaking, be those that don't mind gambling as long as it's not on the internet, but do mind it when it is on the internet. Breaking this second group down further, it might help to think of those that are against internet gambling because they have a pecuniary interest, versus those that are against internet gambling for other reasons. It's this last group that I'll tend to focus on, but for now, let's take a few moments to discuss the first two groups. The first group that is just against gambling. There are many reasons that this might be true. They might have a religious or moral conviction against it, or just from a utilitarian standpoint, they feel that gambling causes a lot of problems with the world and doesn't really add any value to society. I can understand and empathize with a lot of these points of view, even though I don't particularly agree with them. But the thing to note about this group is that it's going to be very difficult to convince them from their ways. We shouldn't get daunted at this point. We need only consider that gambling away from the internet is alive and well in America. Las Vegas, Atlantic City, Indian casinos, riverboat casinos, horse tracks, dog tracks. The vast majority of states have some form of legalized gambling. So in that sense, we don't need to convince this group. We don't need to bring them to the table in this discussion. They're there. They'll be a persuasive force fighting against internet gambling, but they're not the key swing vote. Now let's move on to the second group. Those that don't mind non-internet gambling, but do mind it on the internet because they have a pecuniary interest. Here, I'm mainly thinking about those establishments that we just got finished naming. Las Vegas, Atlantic City, riverboat casinos, etc. These establishments are worried about their customer base staying at home and gambling over the internet. They don't want to see their revenues fall. Again, this is an easy argument to empathize with. And again, we're going to have a hard job if we need to convince this group. And indeed we might. As they have a financial stake in the matter, you can bet that they have representatives in Washington lobbying for their cause. However, no argument we make will convince them. Only their spreadsheets will convince them. They have to do their cost-benefit analysis to see how big of a slice they could get out of this internet pie. And if that slice is bigger than what they'll lose to the internet. I'll stop here except to say that a few years ago, almost all big established casinos were against internet gambling, where today a lot of them have plans to launch their own websites. They are coming around on their own. It's this third group that we'll concern ourselves with for the remainder of these podcasts. Those that are against internet gambling, not for pecuniary gain, but because they feel it causes some type of special harm or hardship to society above and beyond what regular gambling in a brick-and-mortar casino or at the horse track causes. But who are these people? Well, let's go into that in the next podcast.